Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Amen. Hallelujah. Please celebrate Hill City as you have your seat. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Say to somebody, great to see you in church today. You better mean it. Amen. Great to see you all in church today. I'm happy to see you. And for everyone joining us online, thank you for being in this service. I'm sure if you have not yet, you will receive your package before the end of service. God bless you. Amen. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1 to 4. Our time is flying, so we should just fly into it too. We should join the flights. Okay, Matthew chapter 4, let's read from verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Go on. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God. Earlier in the morning, Brother Inka was talking about identity. If you are not, he will not ask you if you are. Do you understand? So when there is that, are you sure you are? Know that you are. Do you get what I just said? He is the Son of God. He's saying, if you are, right? So if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Go on. Jesus answered. This is where I'm going. Let's read together. It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus was quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8. What does it tell you? He knows scripture. He read scripture. He has a response, or he had a response to give when Satan came. Hallelujah. Message Bible says that verse 4 this way. It says, Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, it takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream, not income. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. Hallelujah. A steady stream of words from God's mouth. Praise the Lord. I want to read it in the Amplified Classic too. Just verse 4. It says, but he replied, Jesus replied to the tempter, it has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone. Are you with me? But by every word. Dr. Amta, you are back. My God. Good to see you. I'm like, don't mind me. Sorry. Good to see you. It has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. This is something to think about. If God is saying to us that what we should live, be upheld, and sustained by is the continued stream of words from the Lord, I think we should pay attention. If the one who made heaven and earth is telling us this is what will sustain you, I think we should really pay attention. But it's amazing how that in this age, you know, we are encouraging people, we are pushing people, we are going just to get people to read a portion of scripture a day. Meanwhile, this is something that is supposed to sustain them. It's like saying that, you know, when you're forcing a child to eat, I mean, if you have a child that you are begging to eat, come on now, parents, you don't have that, you don't have anybody. Me, I don't have the experience. Thank you, Jesus. But there are children that struggle with feeding as though they don't need the food. So now imagine an adult. If it's a child, you can say, well, let's skip. But as an adult, And then I have to beg you to eat. It's an error. So it's okay. I'm not a food person. I mean, I'm not either. But you see, I'm not a food person does not mean you go for the 8 hours without food. Say amen. You wouldn't even go the whole day without food. At least you find meat pie or biscuits. Say amen. So how is it that with the word of God, we don't think that it shouldn't happen that a day will pass, you don't open it and eat. When the one who made heaven and earth says, this is what upholds you, this is what sustains you. So it means that you can eat and die. You can eat food and die. I mean, people choke on food every day. But I've never heard of anybody who choked on God's word. Hallelujah. I'm saying if God is telling you, I mean, the Son of God had to sit and learn scriptures. So why are we not doing the same? So many times we are struggling with life because we don't have an answer. We don't know what to do. Because like Jesus, the tempter came and he had a response. But when the tempter came to you, did you have a response? Because what happens is if you don't have a response, you take on what the enemy is giving and you begin to stay on it. You begin to think on it. He will give you what to think about. And then the time in the temptation will be long. Say with me, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Mark chapter 5. I'm trusting God to get to where, because I want us to pray today. I'm trusting God I can quickly deal with the things I really want to talk about, and then we can get on, we can pray. Amen. Mark chapter 5, read from verse 21. God is good. Okay, so I'll read that with Amplified Classic, so I could have read others, but let's, so that we can maximize our time. Okay, so from verse 21 of Mark chapter 5, Amplified Classic, and when Jesus had recrossed in the boat to the other side, a great throng gathered about him. What is throng? Multitude, crowd, okay? And he was at the lake shore. Then one of the rulers of the synagogue came up, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he prostrated himself at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter is at the point of death. So come and lay your hands on her so that she may be healed and live. And Jesus went with him, and a great crowd kept following him and pressed him from all sides so as almost to suffocate him. You know, Mark has this idea of doing, somebody called it sandwich stories. He starts up a story, takes another story and hinges in between, and then continues the one he started with. Amen. So here he had already cut off Jairus. I said, while Jesus was on his way. And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. Jairus had a thought. My daughter is dying. I'm going to find Jesus. Why? He had heard about Jesus, right? So there's the faith that when I just find Jesus, all I need to do is to do what? Get him to my house. As soon as he gets into my house, my daughter will be healed and leave. Okay? So while they were on their way, there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but instead grew worse. So she had something, an infirmity on her body. Now it has graduated to a psychological problem because it's been years, right? And then all her money has finished. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus. Praise God. Where I want us to end is that we come to a point we get excited about God's word. We get excited. Something hits you. You just be staring. And you dump it there and leave. There is something joy does. You take with joy. Do you understand? You take with joy. You take with joy. Of course, you're not start carrying seat and doing all anything crazy. But you get my point. Receive it. Amen. Because we have, you know, you see that fine boy that did like this. They carry dream. They can put you in order. Amen. But learn to receive. Hallelujah. So whenever you are, say, no, I did not come here to, no, we don't do that here. Let's move around. And nobody will bother you. God bless you. Amen. Are you still with me? Okay. I'm sure I was trying to say something, but anyway, we'll get back to it. Yeah, so let's start. Let's continue reading her story. Okay. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. Don't miss that point. She had heard. Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So it means that she had been hearing about Jesus. She had been thinking and meditating on the thoughts of Jesus and the things, the miracles she had heard about Jesus. And what it did for her is that it stirred up faith in her. And that faith threw her to act. All right? So hearing, thinking upon, remember, she is a woman with she was bleeding. So at the time, if you're just having your flow, which probably should be 5 days, if it's too long, should be 7 days, all right? If everything being equal, amen? Amen. Do you still understand what I said? I've not lost you, right? So if that's the case, you are not supposed to come where everybody's gathering. They call that, you are defiled. Okay? So you just stay in your house. Now imagine a woman who had to stay in seclusion for 12 years. Some of us can't even stay in our rooms. We have neighbors that can say hello. But we can't even stay in that room for 2 hours. You just feel like the whole world has absconded. What's going on? Why am I alone? It's just one room. 12 years, she was all alone. Nobody goes to greet her because you don't want to be defiled too. Now she heard about Jesus and made up her mind, I am going against the gods. I'm going against the rule. That's what faith does. It stirs you up in such a way that I don't care. If I perish, I perish. But you see this thing, I'm going to get to the root of it today. What stirred up such faith? The word. Are you still with me? So it's not, today. It's not strong head. Something had informed her. There's been light. There's been revelation. And Bible says she proposed in her heart. Let me keep reading. Verse 28 said, for she kept saying, that's why I wanted to read this Amplified Classic. It wasn't a one-day saying. So she had talked her mind out of her present situation. Don't miss that. She had talked herself out of her present predicament. Where she is now is that the only thing I'm seeing is my finger tip on Jesus' robe. That was all she was seeing. Not her blood, not the Jewish leaders, not anybody. Where is Jesus? That is all that mattered to her. Why? Somebody heard a word. She kept saying, if I only touch his garments, I will be restored to health. Jesus did not tell her that. I will be restored to health. And for she kept saying, then verse 29 said, and immediately her flow of blood was dried up. Somebody say immediately. At the source. And suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. And Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth. turned around immediately in the crowd and said, "Who touched me?" Jesus said, "Actually, who touched my clothes?" And the disciples kept saying to him, "Oga, you see the crowd pressing hard." You know, the Bible says throng. That's innumerable. There are plenty. Crowd pressing hard around you from all sides. And you ask, "Who touched me?" Still, he kept looking around to see her, who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. I hope you know when you are telling a story, trembling, fearful, you don't say it quickly. Abby? You don't say it very fast. Because she was trembling now. Trying to get her words together. Meanwhile, there's a man waiting for her dying daughter to be attended to. So imagine you were Jairus at that time. Hallelujah. You are sure your daughter is dying? Jesus, get to the house. And he had the patience to listen to her whole story. Jesus listens to you. If you have the time, he will listen. It was Jairus that had emergency. It wasn't Jesus. So you be in your panicky mode. I'm listening to my daughter tell me because I want to know. She took her time. So when you are in a hurry in your place of prayer, you are the one in a hurry. And when you have to come back and say the same prayer for a whole month because all you had to give is a bit of 10 minutes, it's also on you. You get me, right? Now, but we don't have the time. Let me just stay on her story. There's a reason why faith comes from the word. We cannot generate faith. Amen? We can't generate, you can't buy faith. You can't import it. It's the faith of God that is being imputed into our spirit. And that faith comes from his word. So when you spend time hearing the word, the messages you listen to and you can't sit down. Right? You are on your feet. Where is the devil? Oh my, you are like a child that took a lot of sugar. You're excited. The word stirs up. The word builds up. The word preserves. So this woman was heard about Jesus, and what she did was that she stayed in that her small hut and was thinking about all the things she had heard. The more she meditated on it, the more she received strength to chase the vision. The more she received strength, whether they will kill me or whether there is no longer it's no longer the focus. What word have you heard that you are holding on to tenaciously? That I'm not going to let it go even if it kills me. One word. One of my sisters here was talking to her the other day, and there's something that had issues that had lingered, and I said, "What is the scripture? What is the word? What has God said? People of God, God speaks. Don't be in a situation you don't know what God is talking about it. You don't know what God has to say about it. And you say you are waiting. On what?" Amen. Why did you think Abraham could wait? Can we derive the answer from the word? Because God has spoken. God said, "This is it." God promised. He held on to the promise and was unwavering in faith because the word of God was stirring him up. He held on to the promise. He kept thinking about it. "This is what God said. I believe it will come to pass." Don't be in a situation where you don't have anything the Lord has said. Of course, all the time. It's not my son, my son. It is that as I was studying the word, I got this response. And you know what? When the response comes, you will know. Amen? You will just have the peace that surpasses all understanding that tells you, this is it. I was praying and I was like, Lord, what am I going to talk about on Wednesday? Of course, I had things in my heart, but then I really wanted to have his core focus for the day. I was just praying. I said, Lord, what is it? It wasn't coming, but I just kept my heart open. Then I was in a meeting here in church, and I don't even know what happened, but just it just hit me. I said, that's it. Now, I wasn't praying. I said, I'm in a meeting. And it just hit me. I said, yes, that's it. That's it. Because I was expecting a word for a day, I knew this is it. So I just quickly wrote it down and we continue what we're doing. What I'm saying is that it may not come at that minute you're saying, tell me now. But because you're expecting what will the Lord say about this? What is the Lord's heart concerning this matter? You will hear it. You can just be walking down the street and somebody's good morning will become a scripture in your ears. Somebody was in church here. I don't know. I think he's from maybe Akwaibom or Calabar. After service, am I from Calabar? I said, no, I'm not. He said that my intonation is sounding Calabar in his ears. Just know that God can speak Yoruba to you while I'm talking. Even though I don't know a word in Yoruba. Amen. God surprised me the other day. I don't even know what I was saying. And I said one thing. And I asked them, what does he mean? They said, guess what it meant? What's that again? Where is Dr. Bass? What did he mean again? Do you understand? Okay, are you hearing me? Shobo? Abi? Shobo? I didn't know what he meant. What does he mean? He said, I didn't know what he meant. Just preaching, I just said it. I'm saying to you, the word of God has the ability to meet you right where you are. If he meant for that man to be hearing only Calabar in his ears, he will hear it and be blessed because the word of God is alive. It is living. It is sharp. It is speaking to another French. Another is hearing Hausa. It is the word. It is the word. People, you are reading the word and God is telling you about your life. Telling you about money. Meanwhile, that scripture is about godliness. See, when he says this thing sustains us, it does. And I mean every part of it because the Lord tells us it is God-breathed. Amen. Sometimes it's not always healthy to go, okay, what are the scriptures that talk about? What will you use now as an example? About writing exams. You go and search. Okay, you now come. It's not bad in itself. But I'm saying, just open your Bible. Hey, open your Bible. The Lord will so teach you math from biology. Why? He created everything. He can open anything up to you and reveal anything to you from anything. He made this world from nothing. Do you understand? So why? What can't he teach you? See, one word from the Lord can change your life forever. Forever. We are all here because God gave a man a word. Can you imagine that? 13 years down the line, we are still powering strong, trusting God for bigger. Why? God sent a word. 20 years later, he started where? A word. What word has the Lord told you that you are holding on to? God said this. I cannot lie. You know, there are things that started to just bother me about how, even in church, how people, young people relate with God's word and just even attitude towards church, how their walk with God, how you can just be just careless, really, about God. Thank God for the word of God. The Lord started to teach me, this word is incorruptible. If it has been planted in your heart, see, go wire. I'm telling you now. If you have entered this church and you have heard the word preached here, And the seed has been planted into your heart. Go anywhere you want to go. You come back. It will never die. Hey, I'm standing in my watch to say, that word will chase you back on track. It's not me. It's what the scripture told, the Bible told me that. It said, why you? It means that we don't have faith in the word of God that we preach and that we plant in people's hearts. When we come, just like, the way they are doing, it means you don't believe that the word you are planting is changing them. You are looking at what you can see. But no, the crop goes in and dies. And when it dies, it's like, it don't spoil. So it looks like it went worse. So when you are praying for someone and the person begins to, before he was doing one line, now he has done two. Open 5 years on top of it. Do you know what you do? It's working! Jesus cast out that demon from the boy that his father brought, right? He had brought to the disciples and they tried. It didn't work. He brought to Jesus. The guy is so demonstrated. Jesus said, when did this thing start? How long has he been? Let's talk about it. Clearly, the Bible said it felt like he was dead. He laid down as though he don't die. People be like, he was better before. Jesus shouldn't have prayed. At least he was alive. But what happened? What happened afterwards? Please, let's believe God's word that he can't die. If you believe it, that your child, you pick the child up, pump the word of God into that child, and relax. It's not you that is working. I've not seen a farmer put a crop on the ground, and tomorrow you come and go and bring it out. Are you doing something? You don't do it. You go and relax and trust that rain will fall, sun will shine, everything will be happening, and that the crop will grow. In the same vein, when you plant those seeds in your child, believe that the word will produce. The Lord says, my word will not return to me void. You must accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. What is your job? The word, Lord. Stay enough to receive it. If it takes you 5 years to receive the word, please stay. Because your next 50 years, you'll be grooving. The word is alive. Your job is, what word, Lord? What are you saying? I want to say to you, you need to bury, that's your personal thought. Please take it and throw it away. This desire thing. I like this. I desire this. No problem at all. But I'm telling you, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you will ask me what you will. Don't throw away the abiding part and be asking what you will when his word is not abiding in you. If you're asking what you will, you'll be asking amiss. But when his words are abiding in you, you will ask him what he already wants to do. So what that means is you come into alignment. I want to do this. You fall in line. Bah, it is done. He cannot be asking you, you're going to board bus. We're going to Abuja. And you're saying, I'm not going to Eko. Let's get it. And trust Satan. Every prayer you are making, you'll not be getting revelation of Lagos. Why? Your heart is there. You will dream that and see yourself in the beach on top of a horse. What you will not see is when you now fell into the beach and they were trying to save you. Because if he shows you that one, you now know that don't go. Your life go fit by them. Amen. You now be. I saw it in my dream now. Like that. That's the drama they did. It can be. You were just seeing it. It can be in a dream. He came out. He was looking like the will of God. I mean. Wasn't he? If not, you no go agree. Amen. Hallelujah. You can start seeing visions that don't have any. The vision and God are in parallel line. You start having ideas. Wisdom will be open everywhere. strategy. Meanwhile, you are heading fast out of God's will. See, don't let visions direct your life. Don't let me, I dream. Do not speak to me through dreams. But don't make decisions through dreams alone. Ah, hey. By the time your boss has offended you and all you are dreaming is how you slapped him and fired him. Nobody will tell you, don't try this at home. But what is... What word have you received from the Lord that live or die, I know they move from here. What is the word? You know why this is important? People will give you ideas. People will suggest things to you. People will give you good counsel. They love you. But you see, if you had received the word from the Lord, all the good counsel, you know the beautiful shelf where you can keep it. Because the Lord has spoken to you. Amen. The Lord has spoken to you as I am now. I don't know the kind of job you want to offer to me. That would be a temptation. I don't know it yet. I'm not saying I won't be tempted. I said I don't know the job. Why? Because I know what the Lord has said to me. Do you understand? This is where I have sent you. My husband was asking me the other day, are you saying that there's something, we're talking about vacation, something I just laughing about. He said, are you saying that if somebody gives you a ticket to US now, I said, I'm not going. He said, but you're not leaving there now, just a few days. I said, I'm not going. He said, okay, what if me, I say, you go, and I said, we'll ask God. Don't come and put me in the middle of nowhere. But I said, I'm not going. Is it a good place to go? I mean, why not? Go and have experience, really. Look around. Something I'd like, but because of what is in my head, right? I said, I'm not going. I'm saying that when you've heard God, your temptations reduce. The things you can be tempted by come down to the barest minimum. If you can afford 1,000, I'm telling you that somebody now throws 1,000. Can you be tempted to go and be stealing 1,000? If you know where you are going, you've heard from the Lord. There are certain things you can't be tempted by. The Lord has told you, I've called you to be a farmer. Make sure that in Enugu, you are producing enough that many people will eat. You now wake up and say your friend advised you to go and do stock, forex exchange. And you carry all the money God gave you to go and farm. And put into, you will, all of them must finish. And the hunger will start with you. So if the Lord has said, this is the way, go in it. Your problem has finished. You don't have any problem again. Just follow that way and be going. That is what is called laboring to enter into rest. So you stay there until you have received what God has for you. You are young here. Don't go and be doing tombon tombon. Now is the time. And it's amazing because the devil knows this truth. We call for prayers. You will not come. Men are praying. You will not go. Women are praying. You will not be there. I don't know where you are planning for your help to come from. I don't know where you want to download your own revelation from. But I'm telling you, you see, that's your dream for 10 years. Except you're planning to do Yahoo, which me I've rejected, so it won't work for you. I'm not even joking about me. I've rejected it on your behalf. So any day you try it, your laptop will crash, your phone will crash, you'll be saving yourself from going kolo. You're coming back. It won't work for you. So just, you know that your portion is, you are the Lord's portion. You are the Lord's portion. So if you really want to, that's your hitting it big you want to hit. I want you to hit it big, Abby, Edda John, don't we? We do. Because we want you to hit it big, that's why we are telling you, find what God has said. So you can start hitting it with Jesus on time. Because 10 years later, you'll still be trying to hit it big. Without knowing if you're turning left or right. Meanwhile, you can sort it out now. What is the word? You are healed. What word do you believe? I'm healed. So, okay, what word? I'm healed. I'm healed. When your head they come back, oh. No, but if there is a word, no matter how you feel, I was healed the day the Lord gave me that word. No matter the yamayama that will happen in between, I have been healed the day I received this word. You stay with it. If there's a problem, Lord, what are you saying concerning this matter? Hold him by his word. What does he say? Come, let's reason together. Bring your own. Bring your strong reasons. Your strong reasons is what you have said, Lord. This is what you told me. I mean, Lord, this is what you said. Now, this is what you said. Satan, come. Oh, God, it is written. God has said to me, carry your own and go one side. How do we resist the devil? The Bible says, James 4:7, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. How do you resist the devil? Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. No. Blood of anything you can remember. No. The way Jesus did it, it is written. You need to begin to reject confusion. If you believe that God is not an author of confusion, you will believe that he didn't give you confusion. You can say, I stand on the word of God that God didn't give me. God is not an author of confusion. I resist you. Resist Satan and everything that is his package. Amen? If you are, you can resist that angry spirit, that anger spirit, you can resist it. When it comes, begin to say, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Satan puts sadness on you, depression, like she said, so prophetic. And you want to carry it, reject it fast. Say, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Why? You are acting on God's word. James said, be ye doers of God's word, not hearers only. Doing it is, the Lord says, this is me. Any other thing, I resist you. I don't accept you. Are you still with me? Thank you, Lord. I'm just looking at all things I wanted to talk about, but I'm going to just probably jump them. But I'll say this. The second point I wanted to talk about is worry is a joy killer. Refuse it. Worry is an enemy of faith. Worry is an enemy of faith. And when you receive the word from the Lord, what it does to you is that it takes away worry. When worry comes, you have something to remind yourself that will stir up joy in your heart. The word of God leads you to act. The woman that we read about had heard about Jesus. Faith was stirred up in her heart, and she started to take steps towards Jesus. So what happens when we get or receive a word from the Lord is that you stay on it long enough, you begin to act on it. You begin to, you just see yourself, I don't know, but I'm starting the business. I don't have all the capital, but I'm starting the business. I'm not sure that person will accept, but I'm calling him anyway. I'm going to write the letter. I'm going to reach out to the people I need to talk to. Why? The faith had risen in you. So the no response you're going to get is no longer enough to dissuade you from taking a step. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. Say, don't worry. There's a reason the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, fret for nothing, worry for nothing. If you can get the word inside that place where you are romancing or romanticizing, whatever, where you are enjoying those worry or those thoughts that are causing you to worry, and take the word of God and begin to, you know, enjoy the word, you won't even know where the worry went. It's not, no, I will not worry. No, I will not worry. You must replace it with something. Yes. If you don't want to worry, you must. There must be something you are doing that the worry will disappear. You cannot carry your problem and give it a 7-star table and be looking at it and then you won't worry. No, you will. Take the word instead. Remove this dish and put the word on the table and start looking at it. Don't look at the rent. They have school fees. They have increased. Don't look at it. Amen? Don't look at it. Shebi, you have seen this now. you have seen it. So if you are looking at it every day, what will happen?
It will reduce. It will not reduce. Take the word that is unshakable, immovable, and put on top of it. Isn't the word a hammer? Can't it break school fees into pieces?
You don't know God. You can pay it and pay Jara. Even you'd be wondering, how did it happen? Just don't worry. That's a message I really wanted to pass across strongly today. Don't worry. Worry tells God you have it figured out. You are dealing with it already. Lord, hands off. I'm thinking about it. You know that worry is that I'm thinking on it. I got it. I'm thinking about it. But if you know that the Lord got your thoughts, He's thinking your thoughts, then don't worry. Leave it in His hands. Anytime the worry comes, say, this thing that is worrying me, I cast it. That's what the Bible says. Cast your cares on the Lord, for He cares. So it's not that the thoughts of those things will not come, but take it back to the Lord. When you will know it's no longer in your hands, is that when you remember it, I don't care. You are not feeling anything. But if you still care, don't be ashamed. Take it back. Lord, I'm still feeling this thing. Oh yeah, we go back to the Lord's hands. I can't carry you. Take it to the hands of the one. If it means doing it 10 times, do it. If it means doing it 100 times to leave it there, do it. If you put it there and you turn back and you start feeling, it means you have carried it back. Don't say, I've put it. No, you've carried it back. As long as it's bothering you. No shame in that. Take it again and do what? Put it back. Keep putting it until you come into a place of rest. Hallelujah. This is what it means to be living by every word. He says, cast your cares. I'm not going to carry my cares. I obey God's word. I focus on what God has said and I do it. Hallelujah. You know, Habakkuk 3:17 says what? Well, down to verse 19. Yes. So though the fig tree does not blossom, I will still do what? Rejoice. Rejoice. The only reason you can rejoice is because I heard the Lord. So you are not blossoming. I heard the Lord. I heard the Lord. Your response to life challenges or occurrences show what you believe or what you are living on. You can't give up. You can't give up. So what comes to your heart or what you do when things come against you shows the word you are living on, shows what you are living on. Are you living on self or are you living on the word? So when thoughts of fear come to you, what do you respond? I resist this fear. The Lord has not given me the spirit of fear. What I have is sound mind. I have the spirit of love. I have power. I have sound mind. Hallelujah. You begin to respond to that spirit. Resist it. Don't let it stay. Amen. So whatever comes against you, you are lacking. There is no money. There is no this. Begin to say, I don't lack anything because the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Respond to things. You know, Jesus spoke to storm. Jesus spoke to things. He spoke to Lazarus. We know that, right? He spoke to things and He told us, speak to the mountains. Can we obey God's word and learn to practice these things? You have prayed about it. You have complained about it. You have talked about it. Can you now talk to it? Call it forth. Body, be healed. Mind, be sound. These resources come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So the last thing I really wanted to see this. It was Pahagin quoting Smith Wigglesworth that he says, Smith says, I am not moved by what I feel or what I see. I'm only moved by the word of God. He actually says, I'm only moved by what I believe. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe. What I believe is the word of God. Our faith is based on the word of God. Amen. It is that thing that you believe that injects faith in you to stand. Hallelujah. Okay. You see, if you have to scream back to things, please scream. Sometimes the devil is speaking into your ears. Don't keep quiet. Scream persistently. He's coming back. It's not a joke. Don't take your life for granted. Don't think that, you know, it will go away. You don't wish things away. See, be in charge of your life because God enables you to. Do you understand? There are things that come into your space. Understand, this should not be here. Scream if you may. Whatever you want to say, say it, but get it out of your mind. Why? The Bible says that, Jesus finished the work. Amen? Did he? Jesus finished the work. And you know what he did? He took you and I and put us on the finished point. So the finished point of Jesus is our starting point. I think that's the reason to rejoice and scream out loud. His finished point is your starting point. What is his finished point, people? What is his finished point? What is Jesus' finished point? No, I'm asking you, what did he do? Victory. His finished point is what? Victory. More than conquerors. Redemption. Salvation. And he's saying that your starting point is victory. Resurrection. Life. Your starting point. So no, we don't go from sickness to healed. We go from healing, health, maybe sickness, health, healing, healing. Do you understand? Our starting point is healing, health. So we fell into, sickness came against us. I don't care. I'm always healed. Why? Your starting point is healing. Your starting point is healing, is victory. We always win. So what the devil does, the Bible tells us, he comes to do what? Steal your victory. He comes to steal your joy. If you don't have it, then nothing to steal. Amen. It means you have it already. He's coming to steal because you already have it. So your starting point is that abundance. Abundant supply is your starting point. We must remember this truth so that you keep it in your heart. Keep your heart on your truth, the truth of God's word. My starting point is victory, is abundance. So when he's trying to take from you, you can say, no, no, no. Believe the word. Believe what God, he says you are more than conquerors. That means anything that comes against you, listen, before you came, I already won. Before you came, I already won. So pack and go. Me, I've won. I've seen you. You, Maka, be going. You, Maka, you are fine. I've seen you. Oh yeah. Follow like this. Be going. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3 verse, where is that again? 15 and 16. I wanted to say, I am born of God. Say, Satan, you have no stake in my life. Zero stake. I am a child of God. I am born of God. Hey, I love both Radish Kabaya. Can you put that up in NLT for me? I will have love different translations, but let's do NLT. We're already out of time, please. NLT, 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 please. Quickly, quickly, quickly. I know all the things you do. You know, Jesus was writing to the churches through John, Apostle John. I know all the things you do that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. Who was writing? He said, I wish you were hot or cold. He said, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold. I will spit you out of my mouth. So if you're cold, I know where you are. But if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. I don't know. I don't. Let me. Give me a moment. That New Living Translation did not say. There's a word I want to bring out. Okay, sorry. Verse 19. I think I'm the one that missed. Get to verse 19, please. No. NLT. We'll still read Amplified Classic, but put NLT first. I correct and discipline everyone I love. He says what? So be diligent and turn from your indifference. Turn from your indifference. Now put that up in Amplified Classic. That's where I'm supposed to. I plan to end. I've had to jump every other thing, so I'll just say this because it's important. Amen. We can't afford to continue to be indifferent with God's word, indifferent with our Christian walk. You know. Well, if I can, I will come to church. If I can't, well, it's okay. I mean, when I can read my Bible sometimes. When I can't, well, we'll try another day. I'm not feeling like praying today. I'm not in the mood. Every day, prayer. Not in the mood. Jesus is saying to us, we can't afford to remain indifferent. You can't remain lukewarm. Better get hot. Because of course he says, I've put before you death and life. And he went on to say what? You choose life. So I'm saying to you, choose hot. Those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I tell their faults and convict and convince and reprove and chasten. I discipline and instruct them. He says, do what? So be enthusiastic and in earnest and burning with zeal. So be enthusiastic and in earnest and burning with zeal and repent, changing your mind and attitude. Don't be a person in church and we can't identify you as Christ. Don't come to church every Sunday and, you know, just run around in church and there ain't no church in you. Listen to me. Jesus has things he wants to achieve. He's not playing now. He's not playing now. Indeed, he's seeking for sons. You and I cannot afford to remain cold, lukewarm, worse. The church of God has to wake up, awaken to righteousness, awaken to God. I don't want to say I don't understand, but the thing is, we can't be a people that are being begged to read from their master. Your master writes to you and you don't read it. You want to check if he's really your Lord. Please, we must go back to loving God. You must go back to God. You must go back to falling, just resting on God. You don't get it. You know, people are chasing things. Are you still with me? I'm sure we're already... We have tuned up, because, but please stay with me. If you look around you, people are chasing things. People are chasing different things. People are seeking different help from different. People are seeking power. It seems to me that it's only people, believers, are not chasing anything. Yeah. What are you chasing?
Jesus was chasing something. He had no excuse. He couldn't be missing in his prayer plan, in the way he should be praying. He couldn't miss out on one day. Why? 1 minute too expensive. One prayer devotion miss too expensive. Look at the demons that they're injecting into the space every day. And you don't think you need to wake up at night and pray about your children. Pray for your children. You don't think you need to make out time and take prolonged time praying, spending time hearing what the Lord has to say. Let me tell you, there is no winning in this world without God. And if that is true, you will tarry in the place of prayer and the word. There's no two ways about it. Listen, go out there. You see, people are going to different places to get what they will use and do what they... You are sleeping. Don't sleep. Of course, we're not competing. Oh, that is, let's do this. The point is that it is we that should teach them. God has given the city to you and I. Take it. If you don't take it, it will remain the way it is. And guess what? Like I said the other day, well, in our meeting, you wake up and in front of your gate is now a shrine. Amen. Wake up one day and your street is inhabitable. Why? You didn't take it. Take it. Take it. Wake up. Wake up. If you're a Christian, it's not a place where people come and sleep. Christianity is not a sleeping religion. Lazy generation. Lazy, those people, I don't know. What, because you see people who are in order, they do this, they do. No, this is not your way. If you don't want to do this, come and now be cruising here. No, we don't have that. We don't have that zone. Please, let's wake up. Don't let anybody remind you to read your Bible. It's like going out unarmed. Remind you to pray. Let's rise to our feet. We're a territorial governing church. You will govern your space. You will take your territory. You will govern your own territory. Amen. Don't watch people going to hell every day and do nothing. Don't watch people wasting away and it won't touch your heart. No. What burdens the heart of the Father must begin to burden your heart. You see people wasting away. Now them now. What do you mean? You are here for that purpose, for them. Let's take our space. Let's take this ground. As many the Lord has given us, they are for signs and wonders. Not one will fall away. And we stand on it. You look around you, the Lord is sending children your way, and you don't think it's serious enough to stand in the place and say, not one of these children will be lost. Can you pray? Pray, say, Lord, help me. First of all, say, Lord, grant me fresh infilling of your spirit. Fresh infilling of your spirit. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. I want to hear you praying. Don't even mutter. Pray. Pray, pray. I want to hear you cry out to the Lord. Cry out to God. Say, Lord, fill me up afresh. I'm not a weak Christian. I'm not weary in well-doing. I'm not a weak Christian. No, I'm not. We are soldiers enlisted. We are soldiers enlisted for a battle. No, we will not sleep. We will not, this every time we are in slumber. You go home, you fall on your bed till morning. 6 a.m., we have prayer, you can't make it. And then you run out again, facing the day, exposed. Say, no, not anymore. Say, Lord, help me. Begin with saying, fill me up. Fresh fire. Lord, fresh fire. I ask you, Father, for fresh outpouring of your spirit upon this house in the name of Jesus. fresh outpouring of your spirit upon this house in the name of Jesus. Church, pray. Lift your voices and pray. So Lord, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fresh outpouring of your spirit. In the last days, Lord, you said, you'll pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Oh Lord, everyone that is named as a member of this house, fresh outpouring of your spirit, oh God. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit, Father. Fresh fire. Let it fall on us, Lord. Pray for yourself. Lord, that I become enthusiastic about the kingdom business. I take seriously the things you take seriously. I am not falling every day. Every day the Lord is bringing you out of death. No, Lord, help me. I stand firm. I stand firm in the will of God. I stand firm. Pray for yourself, people of God. Pray for yourself. I am enthusiastic about the word of God. I love God's word. I do God's word. I am excited about the word. Pray for yourself. I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am bold. I am courageous. I lift up the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ everywhere. Unashamed. Unashamed. Brother Dekan was visiting me the other day again. We'll come into the shop and be washing skirts and washing nonsense. Let me tell you, they are not far away. These demons are everywhere in our space. We must be bold. Everywhere you turn, you hear ungodliness. But our light must shine bright. We must shine bright. We are not dodging it. No, we are lighting it. We are lighting it up. We are not running away from evil, from darkness. No, we light it up. We light it up. Kabale ko tavele makailesh. Rabaroso vrene shali grahadaza libro hovenansa talabahaya. Keshepeleto zebre nega sovilana makate jalabaha. O rababanto je entevina mahanish. Forget your burdens, your worries. Listen, the Lord's business will take care of your business. Shapaleko talambrahani zakabeledi shapana nahanish. Lift your voices and cry out to God. Cry out to God. Say, Lord, help me. And remember, when you cry out, know He answers. Believe He answers. And go forth and run with that. Know He's pouring out the spirit of grace and supplication upon you. Please hold somebody's hands. Hold somebody's hands. Please, this is serious. Just give me a bit of time. Hold somebody's hands. Lord, strengthen my brother. Lord, strengthen my sister. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them. Lord, they will begin to value what you value. They will begin to hold dear what is in your heart. They will begin to hold dear what is in your heart. Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray and say, not this, my sister. You will not be found wanting. You will not be found wanting. You will not give up. You stand firm. You stand firm in the name of Jesus. Pray for that one. Said you will not be caught up with the spirit of this age. There is a spirit of this age. There is a spirit of this age that wants to tell the young people, you can do away with church. You can just come when you like. You can pray when you like. You can read the Bible when you like. Listen, there is a call. There is a call. There is a heart desire in our Father. Our Father has a desire. He's calling out to His sons to rise up. We will not leave our children for the world to to destroy. We will not leave our children to be discipled by the world. We disciple them. We bring them in alignment to God's word. In the name of Jesus. My sons and my daughters are for signs and wonders. They will be called righteous. 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 In the name of Jesus. I come against ungodly relationships. I scatter ungodly relationships. In the name of Jesus. The Lord give you grace indeed. To walk away from unrighteousness. You walk away from ungodliness. You walk away from ungodliness. You walk away from unrighteousness. Receive strength to stand for Jesus. Receive strength to tarry. Receive strength to wait on Him. Receive strength to wait on Him. We cast out demons of lukewarmness. We cast out demons of complacency. We cast out demons of immorality. In the name of Jesus. Not in this house. Everyone the Lord has given to me. Eshema ketonina makaya. Enala tokimbra ateza lamane. Not one will be lost. Not one will be lost. Not one will be cast away. In the name of Jesus. Shakapala ni kasala bahaya. Kosomina kabele diga bahaya. Kashele kita la mahanis. Seketi alama kovina bakala dige. Declare our sons and daughters will not be caught up with the spirit of this age. They will serve Jesus. They will know Him early. They will find Him. They will walk in His will. In the name of Jesus. We are the ones influencing our space. We are the ones influencing our space. Say, my brother, your hands are strengthened. Your hands are strengthened. You will not be lukewarm. You will be hot like me. Ayakosa. Because you need an iron to sharpen an iron. You are that iron. You are that iron. You are that iron. The pressures of life will not melt you. The pressures of this life, the worries will not melt you. You stand strong as iron. Standing strong for Jesus. Pray. Kasa le kapele di adaba. Eshele ni hasonti ala vrenis. Eko talambra ane sonti ala bahaya. Ina kota limbra hatesh kala beli da vanas. Entele beli sokiba li to sheba li da harvest. In the name of Jesus. Kamobe hefes keba laya. Make a decision. We are on the Lord's side. I am on the Lord's side. I'm not turning back. I'm not giving a foothold to the enemy. Say, Satan, not in my space. I'm not giving you an inch, not a mile. I'm not giving you a spot. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. You receive the spirit of grace this morning. You run with it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone held captive under the burdens of demons, the yokes of Satan. Now I loose you and I command you to be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, take your hands off of God's child. Anyone here being held under the yoke of depression, yoke of devil, every satanic yoke in the name of Jesus. Be set free now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we reject sadness. We reject that heaviness you are carrying. We reject that heaviness. In the name of Jesus, the Lord clothes you with a garment, oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus. Whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. You are free indeed. You are free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Go on and walk in healing. Walk in abundance. Walk in grace. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Open blind eyes. Cast demons out. Do the miraculous. Multiply in your business. Increase in your finances. In the name of Jesus. Every dream that is bent over. There is that woman that was bent over. Every dream that is bent over, that has been bent over for years. Every one of God's instructions, every one of God's calling upon your life, God's giftings that are now lying down, that are now bent over. You don't even know how to get them back up. It seems that, oh, before it was like this, now I don't even know how to get back. In the name of Jesus, I command a quickening to those dreams, those visions. You come alive in the name of Jesus. Every one of these giftings, I pray for you, there's a quickening right now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Indeed, this house will be called a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. In the name of Jesus, we triumph over the works of Satan. We triumph over the works of Satan. We enjoy 10 times more. We step into that season fully. 10 times more. In all round, every aspect of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You are blessed.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.